10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Hey Memphis, this is Sam the Sham. You're listening to WYXR 91.7 FM, the station with the city's soul.
Right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to Let's Get Lost. We come to you every single Wednesday at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. 1 hour of the best in jazz that we have to offer for the week. Generally spanning, about a 20, 25 year-ish. we're not keeping track of this stuff that closely. But we try to bring you music from a very specific, relatively, like I said, period in the jazz recording business from about the post-war period to generally around how you doing, buddy? We are here at Crosstown. We see all kinds of people here. Come down to Crosstown. We can see WYXR with our we got our big studio here with a glass window, so we can say hi to you. We just heard the great George Russell. George Russell, I think we play a fair amount of him up here. He was a, let's just say, and this isn't a, I don't mean anything mean by this, or it's, he was a nerd, but he's a good nerd, but he was a super nerd. He was a theorist, composer. He definitely had a classical background, but he was very interested in jazz. And for a period of time, and particularly the 1950s, there was an attempt to fuse these two styles together. I like the third stream movement, as they call it. I think there's a lot of stuff to mine in there. There's a lot of stuff that's really overwritten and super pretentious and yada yada. But there's some good stuff if you look. And it didn't really take a big shocker. People weren't, running to their local record store and buying George Russell records off the bin. But he was a name in that world, a very important name, and wrote books and was a theorist and really is a huge figure, actually, in the music and to this day. But he also, what was cool about him is he made records on viable, important record labels, such as this one. And this is kind of, I'd say towards the back end of it, really. He continued to be very active for years after this, but he was, this is 1961, on a record called Stratus Funk. And how cool is that? 1961, you already have the word funk into a record. I know it doesn't sound like Earth, Wind & Fire or Parliament, but there's definitely some forward-thinking elements going on in George Russell's music, to say the least. This is a really cool record because it just features a small group. He could write for as many pieces as you want. He could write for four orchestra, which is what he was prone to do. 1961, Riverside, like I said, Stratus Funk, and that was his composition, New Donna. What's the title with New Donna? Was New Donna his girlfriend? No, that's a reference to Donna Lee, the Miles Davis / Charlie Parker composition. Some people say Bird wrote that, but Miles Davis is attributed to that piece, and you definitely hear elements of the of that composition within this one. Features a really interesting band. Dave Baker is on fire on trombone, a guy that would go on to also be a very strong pioneer in jazz pedagogy. He was a great teacher. Dave Young on tenor saxophone. Al Kiger on trumpet. I don't know him. He sounds great. Chuck Israel, who most notably would be associated with Bill Evans on bass. And another name I'm not familiar with, Joe Hunt on drums. So everyone sounds great. That's Stratus Funk by George Russell on Riverside. Go check that out. Yesterday, or I guess it was 2 days ago, as Angie was mentioning, or I was trying to prompt her a little bit. Sonny Clark, the great bebop pianist from Pittsburgh, and he had a birthday on July 21st, and we're going to talk about Sonny. But man, how many great piano players came from Pittsburgh? It sort of always amazes me the amount of just not even piano players, but musicians, great jazz musicians that came out of Pittsburgh. I guess when we and probably in Memphis, we don't really think about, if we probably don't think about Pittsburgh very often, although there is a lot of Steeler fans here. But it is a hotbed, or at least one time was a hotbed of musical output, musician, in particular, great musicians. And Sonny Clark was definitely one of them. He did not have a long life, unfortunately. He passed in 1963, but his records and his, especially his association with Blue Note, the Blue Note imprint, is indelible. You see his name all the time. He's on so many records. And we're going to do a little Sonny Clark mini retrospective. We're not going to just play, that's not going to be the whole show today, but I was going to do a set of Sonny Clark music. I think I'm going to play four cuts. So we'll get that started now. I think we're going to, where are we starting with? We'll go with something from Cool Strutton, one of his most famous records is Cool Strutton. We'll start there, and then I'll tell you all about it when we get back. Sonny Clark, happy birthday.
Being a great mentor look like? Someone who shows up, listens, and is consistent. You don't have to be perfect to be the perfect mentor to a young person. To learn how you can make a difference and join the mentoring movement, visit grizzliesfoundation.org.
right. If you're just joining us, we are WYXR 91.7. Let's forget that out of the way. And we're Let's Get Lost every single Wednesday, 10 a.m. We're bringing you best in mid-century jazz. And you just heard the great Sonny Clark, who had a birthday on the 21st of July. He passed away many, many years ago, 1963. But we still celebrate his amazing output for such a short period of time. He made a lot of incredible records, and very excited to celebrate them. What you just heard was from his track. You just heard was from his Sonny Clark Trio record on the Time imprint. He did record for other labels besides Blue Note. This is from 1960, and that was his composition Nika, featuring Max Roach and George DeVivier. Max Roach on drums and George DeVivier on bass. Before that, also Sonny Clark Trio, on Blue Note a couple years earlier, and that was his beautiful arrangement, solo arrangement of I'll Remember April. This record in particular, this is Sonny, so we, you know, there's two, probably multiple Sonny Clark Trio albums, there's at least two, and but the Blue Note one is the one. It's very famous, and I have a Japanese import on it. It's a treasured record for me. If I just want a chill piano trio record, this is probably the one I'm going to put on. The rest of the record, of course, has friends. It has Paul Chambers and Philly Joe Jones. But it's the Blue Note, the Blue Notes Sonny Clark Trio record. If you don't have it, go get it. And then we started off the set with Sonny Clark's version of Sippin' at Bell's, Miles Davis bop standard Blue Note, 1958, from his Cool Struttin' album, also a very well-known Sonny Clark album, very well-known Blue Note record. Also featured the great Philly Joe Jones on drums, and his birthday was July 15th, so he just had a birthday recently. Paul Chambers on bass as well, and then we heard rounded out with Jackie McLean on alto and Art Farmer on trumpet. We're going to hear some Art Farmer later. I want to quickly, friends, talk to you about a recent a congressional vote that has rescinded federal funding for public media. And we are, that constituted 10% of our operating budget. And that is significant. So what we're asking programmers here, we're asking you to think about if you're not already, or even if you are currently supporting WYXR, listening to YXR, consuming YXR, WYXR, to think about, going over to the website, WYXR.org, and making a contribution. We are asking $25 if you can, but whatever you can give is going to be thanked and kindly received. We are listener supported in large part, but we did have some of this public money, which is now gone. So if you can, this radio station, I think I've been here since the beginning, we started, and it has really been, I've been impressed how quickly this radio station has become a big part of our community and our city. And we want to stay. We don't want to go anywhere. And we want to be here with you. And if you do enjoy all of this stuff we're doing, it's not just, bringing you incredible listener supported volunteer, I should say, supported programming every day. We go out in the community. We do the stereo sessions. I mean, J.B. Boyd, Jared's always out in the community doing something. I mean, we're involved with the Grizzlies. We're involved with all sorts of partnerships, and we want to continue to do that, and this station requires money to go. It does. It's all this equipment, and, I won't go into the details of how to run a radio station or make it project sound into your car every day, but it's involved, and it's expensive, so... if you can, whatever you can do, but we're asking for a $25 donation today if you can, and it's very easy to do. WYXR.org is a really awesome radio station, and we also have a cool app. I love the app. Go get the app, and you can listen to this stuff, this radio. You can listen to it on your phone whenever you want. You can archive shows, which is super cool. You can listen to Let's Get Lost. You can listen to this show. You know, people go, I missed your show. Well, go on the app, get the app, and you can check it out. Oh, really? I didn't know that. You know, stuff like that. So anyway, we are asking you to help a little bit considering this latest situation, and we hope you will do so. I'm going to continue the good times here with a little Oscar Pettiford sextet. This is a composition called Bert's Pad. Great Jackie McLean, sounding very, I wouldn't say all the way, but almost quasi-Ornette-ish there in 1956, before Ornette, on Prestige. This was his debut album on Prestige. It's called Lights Out. Great album. Donald Byrd on trumpet. Incredible band. Donald Byrd on trumpet. The great Elmo Hope on piano. Doug Watkins bass. A.T. Art Taylor on drums. For that, we heard Oscar Pettiford, his sextet album on Vogue from 1954, Burt's Pad. This was, funny enough, kind of a, this record was, it's all American guys. Tal Farlow on guitar. There's some really great Tal Farlow. I love Tal Farlow as a sideman. Some of my favorite Tal Farlow guitar work is when he's a sideman, and that solo was fantastic. Al Cohn on tenor saxophone, Kai Winding trombone, Max Roach drums, of course, Oscar Pettiford on bass, the great composer and bassist, and way ahead of his time as the bass as a lead instrument, as a solo instrument. But Henri Renaud on piano, and I see this guy around, and he actually wrote that piece we just heard. It's French, and I think he just showed up and it was like, hey, let's put a session up for Henri. He ended up becoming a suit. I looked him up and I was like, oh, he ended up like running a division of CBS, their French jazz division. He kind of gave up piano and became a corporate suit. Henri, why'd you do that? Well, you gotta pay the bills, don't you? Speaking of paying the bills, we found out recently, as I in the last break I mentioned, I'll be very brief with this because we're about to call it. Congress voted to rescind a federal funding for public media that included, unfortunately, 10% of WYXR's operating budget. We are asking you, dear listeners, to go to WYXR.org and contribute what you can. We're asking $25, but what you can would be helpful. Like I said in the last break, we are listener supported. We are, all the programmers are volunteer, and we really would appreciate your help at this time. And I know you'll go out and do it, and we appreciate everyone for listening and being a part of this awesome radio station. I'm going to close. Shelby's on the way. In fact, she's not on the way. She's right here.
Hi.
And we're gonna close out with a little Charlie Ventura, and Shelby's going to take you on through the next couple hours. We'll see you next week. John will be on. Take care.